Israeli officials say they are cracking down on international peace activists who have taken up residence in the West Bank and Gaza to support the Palestinian cause. The activists often serve as human shields in confrontations between the Israeli troops and Palestinian demonstrators. Israel recently expelled two Americans from the West Bank, and several others are under arrest awaiting deportation. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In a stifling office in the West Bank town of Beit Sahur, newly arrived American volunteer Judy Bamberger is getting an orientation from George Rishmawi. He's the regional coordinator for the International Solidarity Movement, or ISM, a Palestinian-led organization committed to nonviolent resistance of the Israeli occupation of the West Bank and Gaza. Rishmawi tells her to always approach Israeli soldiers with her hands out, palms facing upward, so they can see she is unarmed. And, he stresses, never lose your temper with a soldier.
If we start, you know, screaming at the soldiers, calling them names, it will make the soldiers more angry. And if they cannot take revenge from you, they will take revenge from the community.
Rishmawi then asks the 50-year-old Bamberger what she would say to a soldier at a checkpoint who told her she is in the way and interfering with his work.
I would try to talk to the soldier and engage the soldier in conversation and try to find out what it is about my presence that's disturbing. You know, if I move to the side, would that make him or her any more comfortable?
Bamberger paid her own way here, saying she has long wanted to do something to help the Palestinians.
This may sound corny and stupid, but it was something that I had to do. I am Jewish, and once upon a time, a lot of people sort of bore witness and saved a few of my relatives. And I just look at it as my responsibility to help other people live a humane and civil life.
Bamberger is one of more than 1,000 people from all over the world who have signed up with the International Solidarity Movement to live in the West Bank and Gaza for a few weeks at a time. The activists say they've come to support the Palestinian people in their struggle against occupation. But a senior Israeli army official, Major General Giora Island, says the ISM members are provocateurs and riot inciters who deliberately interfere with the army's work. ISM leaders deny they are involved in violence. In fact, they say, it's the soldiers who use violence against them. 2 months ago, 23-year-old Rachel Corey from Olympia, Washington, was crushed to death by an Israeli bulldozer in the Gaza Strip. ISM contends the killing was deliberate. The army says the driver didn't see her as he maneuvered his bulldozer to destroy a Palestinian home at a site where Israel is building a security wall. Last month, another ISM activist, a Briton, was shot in the head and gravely wounded by an Israeli soldier in a sentry tower. The circumstances of that incident are still under investigation by Israel. One of ISM's founders, Palestinian Rassan Andoni, says the activists know that their work can be dangerous.
ISM, different from others, believes heartily that if you want to wage peace, you have to have the guts for it. You have to take risks. You have to be where it's needed. You have to remind the powerful with the limits of his power, and you have to revive hope among the most powerless.
Back at Judy Bamberger's training session, ISM's George Rishmawi has one final tip for the new recruit.
If you are subjected to arrest, they will ask you for, start, you know, interrogating you, and you can insist not to answer anything until you are in front of a judge.
Bamberger looks a little nervous, but she says she's sure this is what she wants to do. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Beit Sahur in the West Bank.